Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. Well, we're going to title today's message, Chocolate Milk. That's right, chocolate milk. Let me read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 30 and verse 8. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Verse 9 says, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Think about that. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Asking God to control our diet. You ever understood the truth that where God places you, He graces you? 2 Corinthians 12:9, you know, says, my grace is sufficient for you. That was God telling that to the Apostle Paul when he was going through an affliction. He had what they call a thorn in the side. But again, where God places you, He graces you. When you look back on your life and as you grow in grace, you discover the hand of providence has always been there for you. It's taken on and work through many forms in your life. The life of Christ has incarnated in more than one person you have encountered, and this has helped you along the way. You know, we pray that God would send by a person to one of our loved ones in a different state or something like that. And we often say, you know, Lord, just bring someone by today that would, you know, speak a word to me that would bring some encouragement or something like that. Or, you know, you send a video or a post, or maybe you'll send this article or this radio program to someone else, and it'll be just what they need that day. How often has God done that in your life through other people and through other mediums? Well, one way that God does that is through the parents. Now, folks, if you didn't have good parents and all that, listen up anyway. I'm hope that doesn't offend you, you know, that you need to get over that. Your Heavenly Father is who you need to look to. But through the parents, we realize that, you know, babies cannot feed themselves. Now, toddlers may be able to stuff food in their mouths. I think of my little grandchildren, and my little one-year-old there stuffed some extra Tylenol in her mouth. We don't even know how she got the childproof cap open. When we get, it's more adult-proof than childproof. But she had stuffed that in her mouth like it was food. And boy, that was a scary time. And she's okay, but you know, toddlers can stuff all kind of thing in their mouth, and you got to stop them, right? But they obviously can't handle proper eating utensils. How about children? They, you know, they can use a knife and a fork, but left to their own devices, they would subsist on a diet of sweets and snacks, you know, burritos for breakfast. And I don't mean breakfast burritos. Isn't that funny how we did that? We turned cookies into cereal, now burritos into breakfast. Who's influencing who there, folks? Now, teenagers may be able to cook for themselves, but if it was just left to themselves, how many would have a regular menu of burritos and fries, soda and chips? How about some of us that have been bachelors for a while? What's your diet like? McDonald's in the day, Wendy's at night, and a Frosty to boot, I guess. You see, the parents have to control the diet of their children in order to best facilitate their growth and health. The child's responsibility is to eat. The parent's responsibility is to feed. Let me say that again. The child's responsibility is to eat. The parent's responsibility is to feed. Now, that's the way it is with God. When we pray and study as, you know, baby Christians, we're not quite so ready yet to be able to feed on the meat of the Word. The Bible declares that we're to, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby, 1 Peter 2:2. Just as a toddler moves into adolescence and can now feed themselves, yet they remain in need of a parent to control their diet, lest they eat nothing but junk food. However, just as a toddler isn't ready to eat a steak, some of us as believers are such as have need of milk and not strong meat. That's Hebrews 5:12. So many baby Christians and all that out there, they want to just get into all the esoteric stuff and they choke on the hors d'oeuvres, I like to say it. They see something in a passage and, boy, it just makes them go crazy. They want to get that all figured out before they actually take in what they really need and they avoid the nutrition that they need. It's like kids, if you had them do the grocery shopping for you, you'd be going through there and what would you find in your grocery cart? Probably not any carrots or spinach, folks. But probably every candy bar you can name and things you've never even heard of that they saw on TV. A lot of times we haven't moved into a more mature state. We've got to get the basics down. You know, even when we have the basics down, we need to go back to them because just like baseball players or football players, they have training camp before the season starts. They have to reintegrate their muscles and all that back into, you know, shape and get it down again. That's why Paul told the Corinthians, I fed you with milk, not with meat, for you were not able to bear it. Not even now are you able, 1 Corinthians 3:2. Indeed, it would seem that even considering milk, we often have need of help digesting the truth. Perhaps you've known of children whom the mother or father was trying to get used to drinking milk. The children, they resist, but they'll comply when a small amount of chocolate is added, right? More Ovaltine, right? What's the old saying? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Now, let's get into our lives a little bit here. What happens when our daily bread, you know, feed us our daily bread, right? We say in the Lord's Prayer. What happens when that daily bread, when God is controlling it and it's the bread of affliction? What then? Well, hard as it may seem, one of God's gifts to us in affliction is that we may experience His Word in a way that we otherwise could not. It comes alive because we need it, folks. It's in this place of grace where we learn some of God's most profound truths. Psalm 119, verse 71 says this, "It's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes." Martin Luther discovered this method of seeing God in His Word. He said there are three rules for understanding Scripture: praying, meditating, and suffering trials. Think about that. Praying, meditating, and how else do you understand the Word? Suffering trials. The trials, he said, are supremely valuable. They teach you not only to know and understand, but also to experience how right, how true, how sweet, how lovely, how mighty, how comforting God's Word is. It is wisdom supreme, says Martin Luther. He continues on, therefore the devil becomes the unwitting teacher of God's Word. The devil will afflict you and make a real doctor of you, and will teach you by his temptations to seek and to love God's Word. For I myself owe my papists many thanks for so beating, pressing, and frightening me through the devil's raging, that they have turned me into a fairly good theologian, driving me to a goal I should never have reached. And you say, well, yeah, okay, Pastor. Afflictions and all, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, you don't know what some other people have gone through. And of course, you don't realize fully what Jesus has gone through. And it says in Hebrews 5:8, He learned obedience by the things He suffered. The perfect Son of God continually conformed Himself to the pattern that the Father was setting for Him. And it happened through the things He suffered. And you could look at Jesus and say, yes, but Christ did it for us, and we're not Christ-like all the way yet. And, well, Luther's a spiritual giant, you might say. Well, what about us as adults? We may not be giants, we may not be a big oak, we may not even be a tree yet, but are we even wanting to be a twig, or we just keep getting snapped by every blow of the wind there? Are we growing in grace? You know, that's what we're supposed to do. Peter said that you would continue in the knowledge and grow in the grace of God. And we are told to ask for our daily bread, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:11. But here's what I want to talk to you about. The whole point of today's message is that sometimes we go through this bread of affliction, and sometimes it seems like it is so much and so heavy, and Am I saying that just because we go through all these things, and just because we know God's controlling our diet, and just because we may think we're not ready, but God's saying we are ready, and that where He places you, He graces you. Am I giving you no hope? Am I saying just, you know, commit stoicide? You know, you're stoic. You just have a stiff upper lip. Is that what Christianity is all about? No, friends, it isn't. It isn't. So what am I saying? I'm saying that just like a child says, can I please have some Ovaltine? Can you make this just a little palatable for me? I'm not quite ready. Like a child that's on the training wheels. So when we ask for our daily bread, it's the bread of affliction. I'm asking you, is it okay to ask for chocolate milk when we ask? Friends, the answer is yes. Yes. It's okay to ask God to temper the situation, to take it easy on you, to keep the devil off of you, to put a little chocolate in that. Right? The answer is yes. Now, perhaps it might be necessary, you know, to do that. The necessary ingredient we have to be able to digest the truth God is feeding us on. Say, Lord, this is so much coming at me so fast, and I know whatever you do, where you place me, you grace me. But in this moment, I need a little chocolate milk. You might liken this to James telling us to ask for wisdom in James 1:5. Because in James 1:2 it says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. And then he goes on to say that they produce patience in you. But if you're lacking wisdom, in other words, you don't know how God is working this thing out. It doesn't seem to make any sense to you. You need some wisdom. You need some chocolate milk. You might also liken it to finding the way to escape out of temptation. Lord, where's the door? Where's the chocolate milk? 1 Corinthians 10:13, right? In any event, we can make sure that God has made a provision for us. Remember, Abraham was going to slaughter Isaac, but then there was a ram that was caught there. God gave Himself a sacrifice. His grace is sufficient. Again, Proverbs 30, verse 8. Feed me with the food that is needful or convenient for me. Help me out, Lord. Now, we've got to let God control our diet. And not eat too much junk food. Unfortunately, that's all we want to do is have chocolate milk. That's all we want to do is eat the burritos and the fries and all that, and not be skillful with the Word of God and not accept what God's doing through us and just always complain and be bitter against how God is working in our life because we look at what others have. How many times did your little children, when you weaned them off the chocolate milk or said, you can't have the chocolate milk, and they said, well, this person or that person that I stayed the night over, they get to have it. But friends, you've got to deal with what God's dealing with you with. So we have to let God control our diet and not eat too much junk food. But when the going gets tough, it could be wise to ask for a little chocolate milk to go with the bread of affliction. Heavenly Father, there are so many people out there listening to me and that will listen to me in the future and hear this broadcast that are suffering. They are in the midst of persecution. They are having to eat the bread of affliction. Help them to know, Lord, what is needful for them. Help them to pray. And I ask that you would give them a little bit of chocolate milk. A little bit of lightening of the load. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. Let them feel your comfort. Let them know your care for them. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, friends, hope you have your chocolate milk today. That's all the time we have for this edition. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.